I wasn't planning on filming today, but last night I was kneeling before Jesus in the Eucharist in our Adoration Chapel. And as I got up to leave, I realized that I had been kneeling on this prayer card. And so this was very random. I didn't see it when I went to kneel there originally. And I turned it over, and it was a healing prayer for bedtime. And in this card, it goes through forgiveness and healing and seeking forgiveness from other people. And that weighed heavily on my heart. Why did the Lord put this here? And I was thinking about, what is the one pain that the most people suffer from today? And I thought about my own life and the suffering that I have endured and the wounds that I have. And those wounds are the father wounds. So I grew up without a father. I met my father when I was about 12 or 13 years old. And I look back on my life, and some of the most painful moments of my life were the times where I had to explain to people that I didn't have a father and the lies that I would tell as to why I didn't have a father. And as I became a religion teacher later on in life, I would notice that the young people who were having behavioral problems in class, they also suffered from some sort of father wound. We say that the building block of society is the family, and so children are so dependent upon their parents. And children whose parents go through a divorce, it has a profound impact on them. Studies have shown that children who grow up in fatherless homes are more likely to go to jail, are more likely to live in poverty, are more likely to have depression and anxiety. Now, there's more causes to these things, but these are facts that have been found in studies. Studies have shown that in families where the father is not present or is not practicing the faith, the odds of the young person keeping the faith is significantly lower. In families where the father is present, the father is loving, the children have a happier upbringing. It's undeniable, and they're far more likely to keep the faith. Now, I was involved in a project called The Other Side of Fear, Facing the Father Wound. I originally wasn't going to share this on my channel because it wasn't really my project. I just helped with it. But after looking at this prayer card and praying about the wounds in my own life and seeing the film itself, I realized that this film is very powerful, and as many people as possible need to see it. My friend Joe McLean, who's a great public speaker who works at the Guadalupe Radio Network, put together a movie. He's not a movie maker. He's a normal guy like you and me, but he grew up suffering these same father wounds that so many men are suffering from. And so he went and made his own movie. He asked me for help. I helped as much as I possibly could. I have my own projects that I'm working on. I can't work on his project full time. So I did help with some filming. It follows an older man named David, and it follows Joe McLean, and they give their testimony, but it's not just the testimony, but also they have wisdom thrown in from men such as Doug Barry, from Deacon Harold Burke Sivers, from Dr. Ken Buckle. He gives valuable information. And I strongly encourage you to watch this free movie that Joe made. I'm gonna include a link in the description of this video directly to the video so that you can watch it. Or you can go to the website, livinghislife.net. A lot of times we think that, oh, my husband who's left me, or my husband who's left the faith, he's beyond being helped. That's not true. Every man out there who has sinned, he has a future. We look at St. Augustine, whose feast day is tomorrow. He had a child out of wedlock, and he became a great saint. So just because you've made mistakes in the past doesn't mean that you don't have a future. Many men do not realize the pain that they cause because of their weaknesses. And maybe if you can share with them this video, if you can share with them your pain, they can maybe convert. They can change. They can see that, you know, the bad relationship that they're having with their spouse is impacting the life of their children. Now, beyond that, back to this prayer card. So this applies to anybody who has suffered. We have all suffered. Maybe your teacher has said things to you when you were a kid, and you have these interior wounds, these lies that you've told yourself as a child to help cover up those wounds. And even after we've forgiven, we are left with spiritual scabs, so to speak. So we're going to do two things right now. I'm going to share with you this prayer. And then after that, let's do a little meditation. I know that people, when they say, close your eyes and imagine this, like the first thing I do is internally roll my eyes. But trust me, I've used this meditation myself to try to overcome some of the wounds that people have inflicted upon me that I have had difficulty forgiving. Because ultimately, We have all these coping mechanisms, and those are very good, but the heart was created by God. And so if there's going to be a healing, it's possible to have a miraculous healing of the soul, of the memory, of the mind. So let's do this prayer, and then we'll do a short meditation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, through the power of the Holy Spirit, go back into my memory as I sleep. Every hurt that has ever been done to me, heal that hurt. Every hurt that I have ever caused another person, heal that hurt. All the relationships that have been damaged in my whole life that I am not aware of, heal those relationships. But Lord, if there is anything that I need to do, if I need to go to a person because he or she is still suffering from my hand, bring to my awareness that person. I choose to forgive, and I ask to be forgiven. Remove whatever bitterness may be in my heart, Lord, and fill that empty space with your love. Amen. Now for our little meditation. All of us can easily call to mind those people who have hurt us the most, those people who, although we have said, yes, Lord, I choose to forgive, we still suffer when we think of them. This is something that I do myself when I go before the Blessed Sacrament. Imagine yourself at the foot of the cross. Imagine that person or those people who have harmed you. Imagine them there before Jesus' cross, standing with you. And the lance has gone into the heart of Jesus. Blood and water are pouring out upon all of you, and all of you are crying. You're feeling the healing power of the water from the side of Christ, the healing power of the precious blood of Jesus washing over you, washing over them. You're imagining them crying because they truly see what they've done. They truly see how much they've hurt you. They didn't really know. Maybe you say, yeah, they knew they hurt me really bad. But the grace of God is going to work in their life now at the last judgment. When Jesus died on the cross, he said, Father, forgive them because they really don't know what they're doing. They don't know the depths of the pain that they have caused. But the blood of Jesus Christ washes all. The blood of Jesus Christ heals all. Lord, help us to be forgiven. Lord, help us to forgive. Lord, help us to heal. And just continue to imagine the blood of Jesus washing over you and washing over them. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you all. I hope you will check out the video, The Other Side of Fear, Facing the Father Wound. Also, be subscribed to this channel. Hit that bell notification again, because we don't know what YouTube's going to do with our videos. And little fervorinos like this are normally not going to go on this channel. They will go on True Faith Talks, because again, I wasn't planning on posting this video, but I think it's important. God bless you. God love you.